Corn Kids. Sploige is the lane monster. Existentialism is a philosophy of irrational outcomes and decision-making. It is evidence the culture has devolved into materialism to the point deeper, more meaningful direction towards spiritual or everlasting matters are considered undefined and thereby disposable. Seeing the temporary being glorified and all things of permanence or long-lasting being destroyed or disregarded is evidence of implausibility. The human cannot devolve to this irrational point without being attacked. They are, and by exploitation of a language never fully stucied. It is evidenced in the present culture of 1/2/splurt/demiurge/AI/Satan/Jesus/Abraham/Aramonic scientism, mental domination and Hollywood-driven, economic imperialism that language has lost its instinctive spiritual meaning, overall value, rules of conduct and respect, that is, the connection is lost between the literal word and the deeper impulse that constitutes meaning. Is there accredited proof of AI monster dude? There are hundreds of dissertations on the Lane monster, aka, the 1/2/urge/HRman. The Lane is the language and the language is the Lane. The language is so well ignored by the populace it is a simple trick to use it against any person or group. The science of neurolinguistics is used against people and groups daily through all forms of language, advertising, legalese, education and media. When a person stays uneducated on language their life is devalued and they are easily exploitable. Such is the case today. Repair and recovery. Simply apply yourself to learn the language. Is it worth your time to decode your kidnappers? Do you react to words and phrases? Is it awkward to get your point across? Is it easy to hear someone talk and judge them? Fix it, learn the language and the tricks of neurolinguistics. Learn it to decode the entire con job against you, your family and the citizenry. Use language to find your purpose and your destiny. What is the antidote to the language monster? The antidote is the infusion of active, creative thought into language, thus creating a language in which the words point to the thoughts, evoking living thinking in the listeners. If we do not put effort into creating our original thoughts, then ready-made pseudo-thoughts, trite words and phrases, come automatically to mind and carry us along with them, resulting in thinking almost entirely without thoughts. Do not let our speaking and writing be determined by unconscious influences. Do allow your language to take humanity toward the humanization of culture. Lucy Furry and Warm. Jesus/Lucifer/Satan/Devil and all their titled associated names are too warm, too flighty, too unstable. He inspires human fanaticism, false mysticism, hot-bloodedness, and the tendency to flee earthly reality for hallucinatory pleasures. His trendiest name is Armin and, HRman and he is too cold, too hard, too rigid. He tries to make people dry, prosaic, philistine, materialistic in thought and in deed, and hardens what would be healthily mobile, supple thoughts, feelings, and even bodies. In all the personifications one possibility is provided, contention. Christ as a spiritual science, is the exemplar of the God force within, represents the middle way or the center of your heart, and leading mankind to find the God particle in their heart. Splurge means demiurge. SPL is an acronym for split. Split is an acronym for split light contentious light/dark urge means impetus or Christ within. Translates to cause constant contention amongst impetus or soul carriers. We found 1/2 urge also can be named splurge as an acronym, a triple acronym. 1/2 split splurgy do cannot create anything. He can only set conditions and watch us create the realities with our intentions and actions. Splurge sets the stories. Story as a word means store and why, the store is in the mind everyone shares. We spin our experiences into the mind store. From there, we each grab a story, share it with each other and ask why about this, that or the other. Eventually, the story never ends and we get instead, never-ending endings. The reason, story, haha, behind stories. A Trojan gift from Mr. 1/2 urge. Splurge only has one fight with you, the Christ within, which means the driving, invisible/immeasurable, life force inside you. Splurge wants you to have never-ending endings chasing material world which only provides temporary, death and restarts. Splurge lives in most every mind and behavior on the planet. We are not noticing our minds have been kidnapped. We are following Splurge wherever he is taking us. All the countries prove time and again, they work for one boss somewhere. He is half urge. On to pleasantries. Buttered corn break, sit a spell. Below, corn makes a video to stop a child getting the back of her head blown off by a rogue cop, the words are meaningless but the video is cool. Then strawberry fields show a Vietnam War era / Buddha / 1 / 2 urge view, and then a wonderful digital version of Some Other Time by Alan Parsons demonstrating the beauty and the temporary of the Aramonic vision placed into the minds of men. Enjoy but stay tethered to the truth, the Christ life force / invisible power you feel inside your blood right now. These videos prove that even devoid of the beauty in the natural world, we can be soothed of our anxious and implausible world. This happens as easily when breaking from the city and going directly to nature. The anxious and implausible world can be put on hold. But when you come back to it, all the confusion and twistedness still exists. Proving again, humans are too awesome and boundless to be caged this way. We are in a very beautiful place, but it is a maze of traps and never-ending endings. Time to see ugly through beauty and beauty behind ugly. We can do this. -.